It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Welcome to this episode of Kennedy Saves the World. Jim, I liked the way we looked so much last week that I demanded that we do a redux.
It was the right thing to do, and you were in luck because this has become my official Monday outfit. You want to know why? Because I'm always traveling back from like a stand-up gig on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Like I was just in Fargo. The previous week I was in Huntsville, Alabama. Mm-hmm. And I travel on a Sunday morning. I travel for comfort. You dig?
Oh, so, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Because I'm flying like 5 a.m. flights.
I'm in a bathrobe.
Yeah, yeah.
Rollers.
But so I'm not.
I bring my Foreman grill.
I've seen
on
it.
On the plane, I plug it in. I make myself a little cheese toasty.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
No, I do. I look like, remember there was a mobster like Vinny the Chin Gigante who was trying to plead insanity so they'd make him wander around the Upper East Side in his pajamas? Mm-hmm. That's my Sunday morning travel.
Absolutely.
You know, right. Tiger has like, he wears the red and the hat mm-hmm. and the pants. Sure. I do the other way, which means when
No pants.
Yes.
Two hats.
Which means when Monday rolls around, this is funny, I'm always down to my second string suitcase outfit when I roll out of bed in the morning. And that's why this soft bomber jacket makes an appearance.
Yeah, so I wore this again because it's America's freedom fabric. It's polyester.
It is.
And that's why. So, Jimmy, you've been traveling across the country. And what I want to know is, do you have those bat poop crazy pro-Palestine protesters in places like Fargo, North Dakota, or Huntsville, Alabama, or Spokane, Washington?
If they're there, I haven't met them yet. I've met other forms of crazy that frequent what I do. Like, this, I mean this. When people come up to me, and you're really missing the whole point of Jimmy Fallon, but like once per show, someone would be like, Jimmy, you're a voice, you're a powerful voice. I'm like, yo, I'm slurring my speech. Like, I didn't show up for any of that. But the reason I draw
like
this...
I had Michter's in an IV.
Yeah, like, I'm not changing anything, okay? I've changed my outfit, and for that, we're thankful. Okay, but I bring it up because these Palestinian protesters you refer to, okay, as we saw them last week with the Golden Gate Bridge and Lower Manhattan and everything.
They're shutting down bridges. Yeah. They're shutting down courthouses. They're screaming at funerals.
As we know, they don't...
Why didn't they protest OJ's funeral?
That's pretty, well, probably identity politics. They saw him as the victim.
That's right.
As the person of color, mm-hmm. he was oppressed in this country.
Yeah.
He was probably, in their worldview, justified in lashing out.
And now, probably scared that he would reanimate from the grave.
There's that. But again, they
don't. Give him the Colombian necktie.
They don't own the power of persuasion. Like, I don't want the power of persuasion, nor should anyone of my intellectual means possess it. But the point is, they don't have it. Because as when you start to take people hostage, which is what they're doing when they shut down a bridge like that. Mm-hmm. Okay, we've discussed this, you know, endlessly. You're alienating people from the cause, number one. Number two, you're not basing your action in an attempt to move the needle. Because no one's going to watch this and go, maybe we should reconsider this. It's just, you know, these people weren't beat
They're
by
not
their
changing
parents.
Anyone's mind.
No, that's the point.
And they've all, like, a lot of the protesters are honkies.
Yep.
And they're looking for...
Privileged whites.
An uber progressive cause.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like for a while it was climate change, but that doesn't make people mad enough.
This is the thing.
They've lived such basic lives.
Uh-huh.
They have to infuse drama into their own lives because they're pretty boring.
Well, that's what it is. These are people who otherwise have it well. So they need some type of a manufactured adversity to gravitate towards, which is why when you go to these protests, like we've seen them here on Sixth Avenue, it's the same people regardless of the cause.
Oh, yes.
You know, because it's become for wealthy, elite, you know, I don't like to use the word privileged, but there are a lot of privileged, wealthy, elite white kids mm-hmm. who grew up in houses of spectacular prosperity, have never known a life of any consequence.
Real work.
None at all. So this becomes like their own Grateful Dead, like they're following protest around the country.
Yes, exactly right.
They're like, are you guys going to the climate change next week? They're like, Claude, we saw them live in, you know, 2017. No, we're doing the defund the police in Portland. And that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's like they might as well have Volkswagen buses, except they're gas-guzzling vehicles in their eyes.
Oh, yes. And they're very cruel, and they're killing the earth, choking the earth, which is why, I don't know if you've seen the videos of the elephants, like charging safari vehicles and flipping them over.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, I'm watching this with great interest because Kat and I went on our life-changing safari last October.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they did it right. We had a tracker with a gun. They don't screw with the animals. If the animals seem agitated, they give them distance or we just drive away.
Yeah.
But this one elephant, the elephant's charging them for like 3 miles. And they're like, oh, let's slow down and
let's take a selfie.
Say hi.
Yeah.
And the elephant's like, I'm warning you. Like, I'm shaking my head. I'm running toward you. And they're like, let's turn the vehicle off. Let's just sit here for a second and see what he does and give ourselves zero chance to escape.
Don't go anywhere. More Kennedy Saves the World right after this.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
Now, there is a phrase we like to use called addition by subtraction.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if the elephant's in a bad mood and you're sticking around for a selfie, I'm not wishing you harm,
mm-mm,
but I'm also not mourning your loss.
Yes, like the influencer who climbs to the top of a picturesque cliff to take a selfie, loses her balance, and falls to her death.
There's a lot of
that out there. Do you ever shed a tear for that person?
I'm going to do it.
Because we see that story at least 6 times a year.
I'm going to do a handstand on this gravel 700 feet up in the air.
Look how good this looks.
It looks great, though, doesn't
it? There's no CGI.
Everybody's stupid because this is what went wrong, okay? And this goes back to the protesters. Social media turned life into a branding exercise where everybody is now just trying to apportion their brand in a way that they think will appeal, you know, to like-minded people. Like when they click on my they support Gaza. I support Gaza.
Yeah.
Oh, they take handstanded upside-down selfies. I do, you know. And it's allowing, like, it's crazy because it's allowing people, it's like siphoning the, you know, like-minded people towards each other, but in the worst ways because you don't have that check and balance. You needed to have friends who didn't agree with you because they would call you names from time to time and make you self-conscious.
Yes.
It's amazing how people have no self-awareness anymore. And I think it's because they're all being siphoned towards things that validate their worldview.
Yeah.
And it's dangerous.
I mean, that's, and you touch on this in your comedy set. We need a little bullying.
I mean, oh, bullying was so helpful.
Yeah.
Because these kids on the bridges didn't get bullied.
No.
No, and it would have helped them if they
did. No, they were all told that they were special and perfect.
Yeah.
And, you know, just the way they are. They don't have to change a thing. They don't have to try.
Your feelings are your facts.
Yes.
No, no, no. You're 712 pounds.
Tell me your truth.
Yeah, you're 712 pounds, but you feel skinny. You're skinny.
You're skinny.
Not if a bully's around, you're not.
You are the ideal. Sure. You've got type 2 diabetes and you're 12 years old.
Yeah. Oh, way to go. But that's the sad reality of this right now is we're encouraging people to indulge their worst instincts. Mm-hmm. And that's how you wind up stuck on the Golden Gate Bridge.
Now, I know you wrote the cancel culture dictionary, but should these people be canceled?
Oh, the ones that are doing it now?
Yes.
No, they're just, listen, here's the thing. They're socially canceled because the penalty they're going to have to pay is to live their life surrounded by a-holes like them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the old adage, you don't have to pay people back because they pay back themselves. Truly loathsome people do wind up handing themselves the bill for their actions in some way or another.
Yeah, and they are stuck with the most annoying people on earth.
No, That's
why communes don't work out.
Yeah.
Because they wake up one day and they realize they're in a house full of jerks.
Yes, everybody.
And they're all the same.
Uh-huh.
And they all pretend to be great and nice and peaceful, but they're all a bunch of passive-aggressive a-holes.
In the end, it's all a porn site. People wind up searching the categories that don't reflect their surroundings. I learned that from Jenny.
You're not an Ohio farm boy?
Well, as it turns out, on Tuesdays I am. That's a whole nother story.
All right, so Jim, what's going to happen? Like, I look at this and I think to myself, like, we were more out of balance than I thought we were a year ago, and we were pretty screwed up then.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, the pendulum's going to swing back. I don't know. Did the pendulum break?
That's funny. Well, this is the thing. I think we are coming to this inflection point where we're due a proper course correction because most people know in their hearts this isn't okay.
Yes.
So I think as a society, this election, one way or the other, you know, they're all the biggest election of our lifetime, you know, when everyone's passing around the collection plate and sending you a fundraising email. But I think in terms of our ability to coexist as a people, this one is probably the most consequential of our lifetime because I think there's only one administration that's going to tolerate this. And I think Trump in a second term, I want to believe, or if it's an RFK for somebody else, would have the chutzpah to cut down on this. Because to be clear, Trump also allowed this to go on in the tail end of 2020 because he thought it was a political liability to shut it down. But I think America is badly in need of a Joe Clark. So whether Trump's going to pick up the megaphone and walk around the high school and read people.
Is that Joe the plumber?
No, Joe in the movie Lean On Me, the Morgan Freeman, where he's just going to be like, you know, you pull up your pants, boy. You know, that whole thing. Take a bath, hippie. You know, we need a Joe Clark moment.
We need someone to bully us.
Not a Joe Biden. We need a Joe Clark.
Yeah, and we need a dominatrix. And if you need a dominatrix, go to KennedyNation.com. JK, for now. You can't buy your farts in a jar there. Jim, have a superior week.
Best ever.
I'll be surfing in Fiji somewhere.
Good for you.
So double shakas, toes on the nose, bros. This has been Kennedy Saves the World along with Jimmy Fallon. And
listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say. You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.